Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. You know, life's a roller coaster, right? Ups, downs, loops that leave you screaming, sometimes literally. But let's be real, a lot of those dips are self-inflicted. Ever find yourself stuck in a cycle of I could have done better, this isn't good enough, or I'm just not measuring up? Yeah, me too. We all do. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, especially when it whispers those lies about perfectionism and self-criticism. But guess what? Today, we're turning the tables on that negativity and embracing something way more powerful. Self-compassion. Now, I know what you're thinking, Logan, easy there, Tiger. Self-compassion? Doesn't that just mean giving yourself a free pass? No, not at all. It's about acknowledging your mistakes, accepting your flaws, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend. Think of it like this. If your best bud was beating themselves up over a spilled coffee, what would you say? Probably something encouraging like, hey, it happens. Everyone spills things sometimes, just clean it up and move on. We need to start talking to ourselves with that same level of grace and support. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help us ditch the self-criticism and embrace self-compassion. 1. Recognize those negative thoughts. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts swirling around in your head. I'm not smart enough, I'll never be good at this, or even everyone else is better than me. Write them down, name them, and then ask yourself, is there any truth to these statements? Often, they're just fear-based projections, not reality checks. 2. Challenge your inner critic. Next up, give that inner critic a good dose of reality. When those negative thoughts pop up, challenge them with evidence. What are your accomplishments? Where have you succeeded? Focus on your strengths and remind yourself of your past wins. Remember, we're all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. 3. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself like the incredible human being you are. Talk to yourself with kindness, encouragement, and understanding. Would you berate a friend for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we do it to ourselves? Remember, everyone stumbles, everyone makes mistakes, and that's okay. 4. Set realistic expectations. Striving for excellence is great, but perfectionism is a recipe for disaster. Set realistic goals and celebrate your progress along the way. Focus on learning and growing rather than achieving some unattainable standard. It's about the journey, not just the destination. 5. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to the positive can work wonders. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, a beautiful sunset. Gratitude can be a powerful antidote to negativity and self-criticism. It reminds you of all the amazing things you have to be grateful for. Imagine this. You're working on a project, and it's not going as smoothly as you hoped. You're starting to feel that familiar pressure building, this isn't good enough, I should be doing better. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You acknowledge those feelings without judgment. You remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and this is an opportunity to learn and grow. You take a deep breath, adjust your approach, and keep going. That's self-compassion in action. See, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up for ourselves with kindness and understanding, even when things get tough. We are all capable of amazing things, but we need to believe in ourselves first. So ditch the self-criticism, embrace your imperfections, and remember you are worthy of love, compassion, and success. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with perfectionism or self-criticism? Share your experiences and thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread some positivity and support together. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.